And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She's with the New Mexico History Museum, and she's with us here very often speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And here we are in the remote Santa Fe Community College studios.
It's a whole nother world down
it's
here.
It's a world down here. It's cool. It's nice. It's nice down here. But our little transmitting machine from the baking company no longer works.
Well, I'm looking forward to going through the gallery when we're done here. It looks like some nice artworks on display here. And who thinks? Come down to the community college and check out the visual arts gallery.
Definitely. So what is going on in the arts?
Oh, plenty of things. Tonight, over at the St. John's College, Chip Miller, a pianist, will be performing Bach's Goldberg Variations. He came to the college years ago for a performance that was so popular, they've been inviting him back every year. Personally, I find the Goldberg Variations just fabulous meditation music. That's at 7:30 p.m. in the Great Hall. It's free.
Excellent. And by the way, there is a school bond election on February 2nd, and early voting ends today. And the question is, shall the Santa Fe Public School District continue to impose a property tax of $1.50 for $1.50 for residential property and non-residential property for each $1,000 worth of value for the purpose of acquiring technology, closed-circuit cable TV, educational television, broadcasting, satellite, copper, fiber optics, video, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And normally, I have to say, I'm normally very much in favor of school bonds, but this one, I was looking at it, and I can't help but thinking, maybe there's another opinion on this, but, I mean, that's raising our family's taxes a lot. Like over $500, I think, among us, or maybe twice that, to have kids have more screens.
It's a tough call. There was some reports earlier this week, I think, in the New Mexican about economic development and how so many companies, the only thing they're really looking for is an educated workforce, and if this factors into that, then boy, that bodes for a yes vote. So
yeah, but I mean, are you more educated if you've got more screens and more technology?
Great question.
I mean, I wish I would see a bond that said teachers would get better pay and better education, and that you would have teachers teaching critical thinking.
That'd be lovely.
I just don't. I don't know. I don't see it. I mean, I would like to hear other people's perspective on that. But anyway. Do vote, ladies and gentlemen, whatever your conscience tells you. What else is going on?
One of my favorite schools, the New Mexico School for the Arts, is putting on a several-day presentation at the James A. Little Theater. It's an original production called El Baile. This is their theater department chairman, Joey Chavez, wrote this. He's combining a lot of magical realism. He's setting it in northern New Mexico. Doña Tulas makes an appearance. And the kids are all out there putting their hearts on the stage. It's tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m. There's a matinee. 2 p.m. on Sunday. nmschoolforthearts.org will get you some details on tickets, or you can call 995-3862.
Tonight at the Lenzic, and we talked about this yesterday on the Radio Cafe, Samba Gajigo and Jason Silverman present their documentary Semben about Usman Semben, who was the father of African cinema. A great, super heavy-duty, tough character who made some wonderful films. And these two guys, and Jason, of course, is from Santa Fe, or has lived here for a very long time, have made a documentary about him. I've seen it. It's very good. It's screening tonight at the Lenzic. And so check it out. The screening is at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets by calling 505-988-1234. Or by calling, by going to ticketssantafe.com?
Org.
.org.
Yeah.
Ticketssantafe.org.
There's a great story about that, too, in today's Pasatiempo. I was just breezing through it, and I'm vowing to save it till tonight when I can read all the articles. There's another great article on an event happening at my museum, at the New Mexico History Museum, 2 p.m. on Sunday. Poet and painter John Brandy will be giving a free reading from his newest book, Into the Dream Maze. This is a production of the Palace Press. The books cost $400 a piece, and they sold out in a flash.
Good heavens.
They'll have a copy there for you to look at. Tom Leach and worked with a number of artisans with handmade paper, and John Brandy did these lovely little watercolor designs for it. And, of course, his writing is just sublime. That's a free event at the History Museum on Sunday at 2 p.m. Please come down.
There is a lecture at St. John's College called How We Became Cabbages.
I want to hear this.
Hegel's Reflections on the French Revolution and Its Other Legacy. David Levine is speaking Wednesday, February 3rd at 3:15 in the Junior Common Room in the Peterson Student Center at St. John's College. And always good stuff going on up at St. John's.
Great title for a lecture,
no
too.
No kidding.
You heard the ad for the Mark Twain and Shakespeare event that's happening
before
we took the air. There's a lot of Shakespeare happening. February is Shakespeare in Santa Fe, and it's part of the First Folio being shown at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Some of that's opening next Friday, but there are events this coming week leading up to it. On Monday at 1 p.m., the Renaissance Institute for Lifelong Learning is opening a three-week course on Measure for Measure. And if you go to renaissance.org, you can get the details for that. The main library will have Let's Read Shakespeare at 6 p.m. on Monday. If you've been kind of intimidated about how to read it out loud or how it should sound out loud, Shakespeare scholars Robin Williams and Kristen Bundensen will be there to give you a brief history of Shakespeare reading groups. And then they're going to read the first scene of King Lear together. They'll have all the material, so you needn't bring your own copy of it. And then next Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Renaissance Institute, To Be or Not to Be, What Does It Mean? The First Folio at the Museum of Art will be open to Hamlet's soliloquy, and this is an event to deconstruct that speech and help you understand what it means and what's a fartle and what's a bodkin. And renaissance.org is details. The other place you can get lots and lots of details is internationalshakespeare.center, and that's a Santa Fe-based group, the International Shakespeare Center. They're doing all kinds of wonderful things. So check it out. Indulge your Elizabethan side for the month of February.
Excellent. And don't forget the event at the Lenzic on Sunday night, Mark Twain and Shakespeare. There's only a few tickets left for that. So
that's great, because it's a benefit for KSFR.
It's a benefit for KSFR.
Wonderful.
So call 988-1234 for more information. And let's see, there is a gallery show called Forrest Moses, The Monotypes, Reflections of a Painter, and that opens today from 5 to 7 at Llewellyn Galleries. And there is an event from NewMexicoWomen.org, their annual legislative reception called Power and Possibility, Investing in New Mexican Women and Girls. And that is Thursday, the 4th of February from 5:30 to 7:30 with keynote speaker Teresa Younger, who is CEO and president of the Ms. Foundation, and lots of special guests from around New Mexico. And that's at the Rio Chama Steakhouse. For more information, 820-6860 and newmexicowomen.org. I would like to let people know that we're going to do a ticket giveaway now.
To where? To where?
Paula Poundstone.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. She's so funny.
She's very funny. She's a great comedian.
And very smart.
She's very funny and very smart. And I interviewed her this week. And if you go to SantaFeRadioCafe.org, you can find that interview if you didn't get a chance to hear it, because she's great. But I watched about 5 trillion videos on YouTube that she had done. And she's one of those people who's just gotten better and better and better over the years. And I love that when that happens to an artist. So Paula Poundstone, call 428-1382 and win a ticket. Is it a pair of tickets? A pair of tickets.
This Saturday is the 22nd annual Super Bowl, not that Super Bowl, the SOUP Super Bowl.
Yes.
At the Santa Fe Convention Center from noon to 2:30 p.m. You will taste some incredible soups, and your ticket proceeds are benefiting the Food Depot, that wonderful food bank here in northern New Mexico. Tickets are at the Lensic box office or 988-1234. I have to say, a girlfriend took me out to lunch yesterday at Eloisa at the Drury Hotel, and we had a parsnip soup that knocked me flat. It was just wonderful. So I'm sure the soups you're going to get are on a par or even better than that. Go indulge and help hungry people here in New Mexico.
Excellent. And I believe we have a ticket winner, ladies and gentlemen, for Paula Poundstone tickets. But you can still get tickets by calling the Lensic. Are going to ticketsantafe.org. Literacy Volunteers of Santa Fe conducts free tutoring for adults in basic literacy.
Yay.
And English as a second language. And 34% of adults in New Mexico, no, in Santa Fe?
No.
Are functionally illiterate.
Oh, my goodness. We need to change that.
And 33% don't speak English. So you can become a volunteer tutor. Tutor training workshops will be held on February 4th through 6th, and again, March 3rd through 5th. For more information, go to lvsf.org or 428-1353.
This Monday, all day long, it's Culture Day at the Capitol, and all of us, Department of Cultural Affairs, museums, historic sites, and whatnot, will set up display tables and talk about the wonderful things we do. The History Museum will be talking about the palace renovation, and we're bringing a William Henry Jackson model of either Acoma or Taos Pueblo in the 19th century. That's the William Henry Jackson, the famous photographer who made these 3D models of the Pueblos. The Museum of Art will be talking about Shakespeare, and they'll have costumed actors there. The Office of Archaeological Studies will have pottery sherds that you can play with and learn about. Noontime entertainment includes the Santa Fe Opera's Young Voices program, flamenco dancing. Come and show your support for the arts. It's a tough year for legislators. They're having to make some difficult choices. And if you support the extension of arts, history, and culture in New Mexico, we'd appreciate seeing you there.
Excellent. A couple of music events, a whole bunch of music events. David Geist is at Pronzo tomorrow. Doesn't seem that he's there tonight. So definitely at Pronzo Italian Grill from 6 to 9, David Geist. And also tomorrow at 7:30, Round Mountain is playing at Gig. Doors open a half an hour earlier, gigsantafe.com. And at the Santa Fe Guitar Academy, there is a free workshop tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And that is, it's sort of a technique workshop for people who are practicing guitar and want a little bit of conversation and help from their peers and from the professors there. So, and the website is santafeguitaracademy.com.
On Tuesday at noon, there will be an IAIA artist talk at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts in downtown Santa Fe. Joe Fetterson, who's a member of the Colville Confederated Tribes, will discuss his artist in residency there. He will talk about traditional crafts and cultures, the fish trap, the blanket, the twined basket, and so forth. He works in printmaking, twined baskets, and glass, and it says there's a community lunch to follow, which could be quite yummy. That's at iaia.edu for details, next Tuesday at noon.
Excellent. On Sunday from 3 to 6, there's a last chance closing event at the Tarnoff Art Center. It's a closing event for a show called Small Works, 8x8x8 or smaller. And they're up in Roe, New Mexico. If you want for more information, you can go to Tarnoff, T-A-R-N-O-F-F, artcenter.org. And you can find the map to get there. And it's definitely worth a drive out there. And all the art is for sale.
And it's so pretty.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. On Sunday, a free film at the Museum of International Folk Art, Siempre Flamenco. This revisits the members of IASTROS, the American Flamenco Repertory company who were in a 2010 film called The Spanish Room. Since then, there was a disastrous fire at the National Institute of Flamenco's Conservatory of Flamenco Arts. Renowned flamenco guitarist Ricardo Anglada suffered a tragic stroke. And this film looks at how they're picking up the pieces and rebuilding through this wonderful form of dance. It's at 2 p.m. at the Museum of International Folk Art. It's with museum admission, and on Sundays, if you're a New Mexico resident, you get in free to all of our state museums.
Excellent. And it's time now for...
Meow.
Cat of the Week.
Yay!
Okay, this week's featured cat is named Georgetta.
Ooh.
She is a social and playful cat, but would probably prefer to be a special princess in an only kitty household. She's a beautiful girl with a short coat and brown tabby markings and white socks.
Ooh.
And she's a 3-year-old kitty.
Nice.
Yeah.
Still got a lot of life in her.
For more information, call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And you can go to fnfnm.org. That's all from Felines and Friends. They also have adoption events around town. So definitely check. That sounds like a cute cat. I could use a cat now. I've got mice.
Oh, that's right.
And my dog has been catching mice and eating mice. He's acting like a cat.
That's great.
He even played cat and mouse with one of the mice.
Did he eat them?
He ate
them.
Okay. He eats them.
Yeah.
You know?
Dogs are that way.
This is how we evolved.
There's some more, lots of music going on. This just speaks to the robustness of the arts community in Santa Fe. Tonight at 5:30 p.m., you have your choice of going to either the Unitarian Universalist Congregation over on Barcelona for a flute, choir, and octets by Alec Wilder. 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., donations welcome. Or you can go to the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue for their TGIF recital. This week it's pianist Grisha Krivchenya, I hope I said that right, and cellist Dana Winograd. They're performing music of Beethoven. And again, that's a donations accepted performance.
There is a town hall meeting on Monday, February 1st by New Mexicans to prevent gun violence. It's a gun violence prevention event. And the mayor will be there. City of Santa Fe Police Department staff will be there. Santa Fe District Attorney, New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence leader Miranda Viscoli, the Sky Setter, and many more. So that is really, if that's a subject that interests you, definitely worth going to.
Nice kid activity this afternoon, 4 p.m. at the Main Library downtown. It's an arts and crafts program for children of all ages, although I believe if you're an adult child, you need to be accompanied by an actual child. But hands-on
arts
and crafts.
For your own safety.
This is mainly geared toward the wonderful children in our community. But drop by there and stretch your creative chops.
Excellent. And Oh, I already read this one.
Here's a fun one.
Oh, yeah, go
here's
ahead.
A fun one. This weekend, let me turn to the right page.
Well, actually, I've got one. You turn to the page.
Go for it.
There is a big event in the spring called Fantasay, the Fantasay Fest.
Yeah.
And the Fantasay Fest is sponsored by Creative Santa Fe and New Mexico Arts. And they're doing a call for artists right now. The deadline for submissions is February 29th. To find out more, go to creativesantafe.org. You can also call 288-3531. And I think all different kinds of artists are welcome. You can definitely check it out. But a place for your creativity to shine.
Those are great. Last year's had all those neat light shows. And so, participate. This tonight at the Screen at Santa Fe University of Art and Design, they are showing the Oscar-nominated shorts.
Oh, I love those.
It's at, what time is it? I am not seeing the schedule. Go to 473-6494. Page 61 in the PASA has the schedule of them. Forgive me for being so flat-footed on this. But day one, which is sort of set in Afghanistan, Everything Will Be Okay, Bear Story, World of Tomorrow. Wonderful, wonderful work by experimental filmmakers. So check
that
out.
And by really, like, well-known hotshot
filmmakers. That's true, yeah.
Who I saw them last year, and I was so blown away. I can still remember all of them, which is saying a lot because I don't remember a lot of things. But that what happens is that when they have shorts, they don't have the commercial pressure that they have. And so filmmakers' artistic freedom can really fly and be shown in
these, the poetry of
in
filmmaking.
These short films. Yeah, the poetry and the message and the artistry, the whole thing, it's all there.
So I'm looking at, here's the right page. They're going to show them in different lumps. There'll be the animation shorts, the documentary shorts, and the live action shorts. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then going into next week. So you have a number of opportunities to check this out.
At the San Miguel Chapel, they're having a series of concerts in January and February, and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Saturday, Rumelia, Songs of Love, vocal ensemble, and children under 12 are free. So 12 and under are free, and you can get your tickets at the door at San Miguel Chapel, always a wonderful place to hear music.
And for more cultural connections, next week here at the Community College on Monday is World Hijab Day, so you can try one on and see back-to-back screenings of the PBS documentary Life of Muhammad. That's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. here at the Community College. And on Wednesday, there will be a panel discussion on Muslims in the West with opening remarks by Mayor Javier Gonzalez and Community College President Randy Grissom. That's at 5:30 to 8 p.m. in the Higher Education Center. All the details you need for wonderful activities all next week at the college are at sfcc.edu.
There is a Tellington Touch workshop with Connie Dillon, and if you don't know what that is, it's a way of calming your and healing your animals. It's been used on horses and dogs and other animals. The workshop is tomorrow, Saturday the 30th of January, from 12 noon until 4 in the afternoon at Lucky Dog Daycare, 1124 Calle La Resolana. And for more information, amazingdogssantafe.com and 982-1583.
There's an excitable schnauzer in my neighborhood that could use that.
Next
Thursday, 3 p.m. at the Church of the Holy Faith on East Palace, Father Richard Rohr will be talking about the contemplative mind, theory and practice, and what a wonderful time in the midst of a presidential election for us all to slow it down and do some thoughtful thinking.
Thoughtful thinking.
As opposed to that mindless thinking that my brain likes to do.
Now, did you already announce the flamenco event that's happening tonight?
No.
Okay. Emmy Arte Flamenco, Vicente Griego, and La Emmy with guests Calvin Hazen, Elena Osuna, and others at the Maria Benitez Institute for Spanish Arts at Skylight, 139 West San Francisco. That's tonight. Doors open at 7. Shows from 8 to 10. Tickets available online at skylightsantafe.com. And it's a little cheaper if you get them online, but you can also get them at the door. Full dinner menu available with Spanish cuisine and special drinks.
Wow.
For more information, EMI Arte Flamenco, EMI Arte Flamenco.com or SkylightSantaFe.com. And I have to say, I've eaten the food at Skylight, and it's good.
Nice.
And it's not like rip-off expensive at all. It's really nice price for what you get and good food.
So great food and terrific dancing.
Indeed.
That's nice. Tonight at the Museum Hill Cafe, the Santa Fe Music Collective presents vocalist Barbara Bentry with John Rangel on piano, John Trent Acosta on drums, and Andy Zadrozny on bass. There is a cover charge for that. And no, I didn't write down the phone number for that, but up at the Museum Hill Cafe, Santa Fe Music Collective and Barbara Bentry.
The Zia Singers, a women's choir directed by Aaron Howe, is doing an event called For the Love of Song, a choral selection from different genres and cultures, January 30th at 3 in the afternoon, and the 31st also at 3 in the afternoon at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel at 50 Mount Carmel Road. And students are free, and there's tickets available at the door, otherwise a general admission charge.
I want to encourage everyone to expand your horizons. Head down to Albuquerque, where the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History has a wonderful exhibit. I just saw it last week on the tinsmith Eugenio Gonzalez. He was active in the 19th century. He grew up just down the street from St. Francis Cathedral and became not only a remarkable artist, but is a poet, a composer, an author, a soldier who saw the Civil War and worked among all the forts here in New Mexico, sort of a frontier zealot. And the exhibit shows his artwork. There are audios of some of his ballads set to music. It's a wonderful, wonderful exhibit. You need to see it before it goes away.
Excellent. And there is a workshop on Thursday of next week from 9 to 4 called Birth to Career, a Data Scholars Workshop on Challenges Facing Santa Fe's Youth. It's at the Santa Fe Community Foundation. There's no charge, but space is very limited, and registration closes today. So Safety and Success Institute is a one-day workshop that provides participants with skills that they need to design data-driven project focused on health, safety, and education of children and youth, including assessment, planning, action, and evaluation. It's a hands-on workshop. For more information, safetyandsuccess.org.
Nice. Monday morning, the O'Keeffe Museum continues its Breakfast with O'Keeffe series, and this time at 9 a.m. there will be a talk by David Scheinbaum discussing Todd Webb and his life and work in New Mexico, including Webb's friendship with Georgia O'Keeffe, and you'll learn about other photographers who photographed the artist, Myron Wood, Arnold Newman, Elliot Porter. Scheinbaum himself is an internationally exhibited photographer, and he will be speaking at 9 a.m. You do need a ticket, and if you go to O'KeefeMuseum.org, they'll have all the details you need.
On Sunday, January 31st at 11 in the morning, there's an ongoing series called Journey Santa Fe at Collected Works Bookstore. And this week, an update on new energy economy and its battle against PNM in opposition to their coal and nuclear plan. Mariel Nanasi, executive director and president of New Energy Economy, will be speaking. And it's hosted by the fabulous Bill Dupuy and Alan Weber.
Wonderful.
Yep. So they do just a wonderful job over at Journey Santa Fe. Big shout out to Melissa Williams and big shout out to Collected Works Bookstore, Dorothy and Mary Massey, and all the terrific people there.
That's great. On Wednesday, 3 p.m. at the Wheelwright, Bruce Bernstein continues his lectures around the Ralph T. Coe collection. He will be speaking with artist Dallin Mabee, who is a fabulous bead worker and a children's story author, graduate of Arizona State University School of Law. Go to ralphtcoefoundation.org and you'll find out more.
So it's just about time to go. Do we have time for one more thing? No, we don't. Yes, we do. Dragonfly Art Studio student exhibition showcasing art from the fall 2015 semester opens tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Warehouse 21. Appetizers and beverages, music by DJ Pepe Stilo on exhibit until February 10th. And that's all we can get in. I know that there are more things. There's always more things. We do the best we can. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your submissions. And Kate Nelson from the New Mexico History Museum, thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.